WJTL Switchfoot, Silent Night. It came upon a midnight clear. Courtney Ramirez, Feliz Navidad. Good morning to you. 7:04, Annie and Fred with you on this kind of rainy, wet, icy Thursday morning.
Hey, good morning. If you believe in the ministry of WJTL, stand with us today by sending your end of the year donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545. You can make a pledge or donation online as well at WJTL.com. Your support really does keep WJTL on the air, ministering to listeners in our area and online around the world 24 hours a day. Thank you.
This morning, our very special guest joining us on the phone is Scott Reichenbach, president of Hope Walks. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Fred and Annie.
Great to have you on the radio. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning, Scott?
Well, I hope our team at Hope Walks is wide awake and getting ready to work. So shout out to all of them and yeah, our kids and family listening.
Scott, your voice is awesome. I understand you used to do radio when you were in college.
Well, just a little bit of a morning news thing. So, and then I tried to do sports, which was a little bit more challenging.
I hear you. Well, tell us about Hope Walks.
Yeah, well, Hope Walks works with kids born with clubfoot. Every day, about 500 kids are born with a common disability where their feet are twisted inward and downward, which makes walking difficult or impossible. And here in the U.S., kids are treated as soon as they're born. We can't prevent it, but we can treat it. But sadly, only about 1 in 5 kids around the world gets the care they need. So they grow up facing a lifetime of disability for something that is treated with simple casts. Right. So we work in 15 countries, teaching and training and providing supplies so these kids can walk free from disability.
Wow.
That's amazing. I understand you have a big milestone coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. We are about to enroll our 150,000th kid. So over the last 15 plus years, we've been working around the world. And yeah, in December here, very shortly, that, you know, it's interesting to think, you know, as we welcome the birth of Jesus here. The birth of this child is coming, and families may not see them, but they're going to have this beautiful little baby with twisted feet, and just the devastation of that. What does that mean for them and their family, especially living in a place where access to care is difficult?
Wow. I know you can't tell us about all 150,000, but you must have great stories about how God has worked through the ministry of Hope Walks. Anything you could share with us this morning?
Well, we actually just did a video, and you can find it on our YouTube page, Hope Walks US YouTube page. But it's a story of Jeanette in Burundi, and Jeanette's mom had a seizure disorder. And when she had Jeanette and these beautiful little twisted feet, Jeanette's mom wasn't sure how in the world to get her to any sort of care because she didn't know when these seizures would happen. So Jeanette's 14-year-old sister carried Jeanette 60 miles week after week for treatment.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing story of, and it's just such a beautiful family in rural Burundi that, you know, if you can imagine this morning, if you had a doctor's appointment and had a walk there, you know, this 14-year-old girl skipped school, carried her out to the road and then got a ride and eventually got to the clinic. And today, Jeanette is walking, running, playing on beautiful little straight feet, and she'll never know disability. She'll be able to go to school, get an education, and provide for her family. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity that we have to be involved in the lives of these families.
Man, that's true love right there, Scott. That's beautiful. Well, coming up, we're going to talk to Scott about how you could get involved. They have a stocking stuffer kit program that we're going to tell you about. In the meantime, Scott, can folks visit you online?
Yeah, hopewalks.org.
Very cool.
Pretty simple.
Yep, pretty simple. Hopewalks.org. We'll talk to Scott more on the way. Leanna Crawford, JJ Heller, and more coming up.